For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jamie Richardson. I am part of your executive board and on the financial committee. And more importantly, I am the mother and wife of a Richardson family. And today I was asked to speak to you about why I give to First Federated. And to be completely honest, I was going to take Shane's generational letter from last year, and I was just going to do it again. But something within me told me to tell you my story, and now I kind of realize why, because it dovetails nicely with what Frosty has been talking about today. So to really get you an idea of why I give, I have to take you back to 2015 and 2016. Shane, Sophie, and I were just getting ready to move to Peoria from St. Louis. And I was really excited about the move. I am from here, so I always loved the idea about coming home. But over time, I became very apprehensive. I was moving away from a life that we had created over the last 5 years. We were leaving good jobs with rising opportunities, a beautiful community, and friends and family. And we were moving towards building a house, temporarily moving in with my parents for 6 to 8 months, and only then to move right next door. Working in our family business that have pretty risky jobs than what we currently held, a place without friends, and a smaller community. And it was starting to seem very absurd to me. Basically, I was moving towards the unknown, taking a large risk. About 6 months before the move, I started to have extreme anxiety and moderate depression. And I was in a very slow downward spiral, a spiral that I don't think that I even realized I was in. And it was unknown, uncharted territory, and I became disoriented. And just when I thought that I'd hit rock bottom, I was hit with sinus infections that I just couldn't kick. And I was put on mono doses of antibiotics and steroids. And it turns out I am severely allergic to some antibiotics. And steroids escalate everything to a new level. Anxiety turned to panic attacks. Depression turned very severe. And insomnia set in. And I just wanted it to end. And I would have done anything for it to end. And because timing is everything, this all started to escalate right as we were heading to Cabo San Lucas with my in-laws for our bi-yearly vacation with everybody. And if you want to know when you hit rock bottom, it's when you want to check yourself into a Mexican hospital because you just don't think you can make it. Now, luckily, my wonderful husband and psychologist gave me the courage to get back to the States and on the road to recovery. And during a very long night at the hospital, I was questioning the universe and waving my accusatory fist in the air, frustrated as to why I was going through this and why I wasn't strong enough. And the biggest question of all, what is the whole purpose of this anyway? I mean, we're all going to die anyway, right? So why prolong it? That's exactly where I was. And then all of a sudden, a little voice from within whispered, love. And a powerful presence wrapped me in the biggest hug I had ever felt and said, it's love. I told Shane the next day that I wanted to look for a church. And if you know anything about my husband, he investigated probably every church within a 30 to 60 mile radius. And we ended up here at First Federated, the first church that we chose. And I still remember our first Sunday, and the presence that I felt that night at the hospital was sitting right next to me, right about where Sheila is sitting. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't hear a sermon that I need to hear, whether it's fuel for the week, challenging my current perspectives, charging me to take action, or just providing me comfort. So, back to the question, why do I give? I give so that my family and I have a tangible place to come worship together, to hear stories that are thousands of years old that ground us in a tradition. These ancient stories are brought to life in Frosty's sermons and still ring true today about what it means to be human. I give so that hopefully everyone who partakes in a Sunday will hear what they need to hear for both their personal and spiritual growth, and hopefully be comforted, challenged, and charged, and so that you and I can fully live into our humanity and divinity. Thank you.